Emotionally and physically drained.
Me too.
Everything has been happening and it's never ending and it doesn't stop. Nothing bad, only good, but my brain can make a good thing bad. Oh my God, wait.
You Did need to stop like replying to yourself like that because you're not really saying anything.
My brain can make a good thing go bad.
Imagine how excited your brain would be if you read an actual good book.
Hello, you get so Infinite Jest. I read 50 pages of Infinite Jest.
So. No, you read 50 Shades of Grey, not 50 pages of Infinite Jest. You're mixing the two up.
50 Shades of Grey.
I have a feeling that our core audience are the kind of like people who were in high school watching 50 Shades of, or reading 50 Shades of Grey. Like, I know that because I was reading it on my fucking iPod Touch in class.
Yeah. Twilight, 50 Shades of Grey. Lolita.
Hey, Lolita. Hey, Lolita.
It's giving Lolita.
Well, I think we need to talk about something. This weekend, I did something really amazing.
I don't hit that.
I'm going to fucking hit you in the back of the head.
You already have.
Right at the top of your spinal cord so that everything collapses at once.
You're going to hit my occipital lobe so I lose all function.
Something really exciting happened. This weekend.
Wait, did something really exciting happen? Please don't hit me.
But I broke a record this weekend.
Oh, fuck. Anya broke a crazy record.
If you can tell by my low energy, something awful happened.
It is the most insane thing you're about to see.
I've broken a world record.
Actually.
Like, actually. I'm really nervous.
It's giving like meth. Like that's what it's giving. Like it's giving methy on the grande.
I can't say what I did, but I did something. I did cheat in this competition. Where it ended up.
Wow.
It's where I ended up.
What?
That's 19 not- hours and 25
no,
minutes.
No, it's not edited.
She literally.
Literally the ball.
20 hours. Round that up. That's 20 hours, baby. You had four and a half hours.
4 hours. I got good timing on there.
You brushed your teeth, and that's the only time you weren't looking at your phone.
While I was awake? No, I was still looking at it. I had TikTok playing while I was flossing, and I would be flossing and then use my pink nail to keep...
I literally do that when I'm brushing my teeth and I have like wet hands after I washed my face. It's like getting water all over my phone, but like the same TikTok is playing for 3 minutes, and so I like go to swipe it. And a drop of water hits my screen and like
glitches
follows
out.
The person, yeah. Comments some crazy shit, then like likes the video. Like it's insane.
Wait, can I see your comment history? How often does that happen?
Can you see comment history?
You actually can.
How do you do that? Let's see what I've commented.
Oh, wait, I actually want to go through mine too because I sometimes will find random people.
Wait, how do you do it?
Wait, here. You go to like the activity center and then it says comment center.
I'm going to screen record.
But I'm just going to screenshot a few because some of them are just like me being a sweet, like caring person. And I just like don't think it's necessary to like brag about that. So I'm going to keep.
Okay. So my most recent one is I'm not a twink because someone called me or Enya my twink handler. No, I'm not a fucking twink, bitch. Let's get one thing fucking. Let's get one thing fucking twink. I'm not a twink. You know what I'm trying to go for there. We can figure this out together. Let's get one thing straight. No.
Let's get one thing straight. You're a twink.
No. Never.
Let's get one thing twink. I'm otter.
Yes.
That's yours.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm straight. I'm the first straight.
Oh, you're straight.
Otter.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the first straight. Okay. Also, Drew, I like can confirm this. He is a born again straight person. Like,
I haven't
it's been
had
so
sex
long,
in two
so
years.
So he's just straight again. So yeah. Guys, stop with all the comments. Only I'm allowed to make them.
My comments are bunk as fuck. Also,
you
by
make
the way.
Bad comments.
Literally, it's just like love this Aphex Twin first. I've commented first 3 different times. Like literally, look.
What's first, wrong with
first,
you?
For 4 times. I clocked first 4 times. And it's not. I'm never first. And it's mainly on like fan accounts videos.
I said, okay. question mark, question mark, question mark on this. And I said, okay. Like, I love commenting stuff like that on random TikToks of people I literally don't know. It's so fun. Somebody said,
I comment so much, actually.
And I saw it 2 days later. I said, no.
I actually comment so much on shit.
Do you, like, actually?
Literally.
You are on. Okay, the thing is, I
never realized that.
You, the way you consume TikTok really scares me, because you actually interact and you actually comment. You actually like everything you see.
Yeah.
You're a bot. And you are literally AI.
Yeah, and Kai made such a good point. I was like, when I use TikTok, I'm completely useless and I have no thoughts in my brain at all. And Kai said, well, people train 30 years of their lives to not have, or 30 years of their life to not have thoughts. So maybe you're doing something right. And I was like, wait, literally, it is like meditation.
Yeah, my theory is that Drew's brain is as healthy as like the Dalai Lama.
Exactly. And I have like similar ideals and values, and people worship me in a very similar way.
Mindfulness is like complete.
No thoughts. Yeah. No thoughts. And like, I kind of eat in that way. Girl, what the hell are you looking at?
I'm just amazed at where the human brain can go.
Thank you. We've been saying that.
For self-reassurance when they are in terrible danger.
Yeah, Drew, you're super delusional.
That's what I was going to say. But also, no, what I was thinking.
You switch up when a girl talks about it.
That's what you should
do. I serve my queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my fucking God.
But I was just thinking about how I've sat on this podcast and say that playing games in Fortnite is basically a form of meditation, so I really can't talk shit.
No, I was saying that.
Oh, yeah. But, okay. Like, but yeah, your form of meditation, like, that's not fucking meditation. You're watching, like, some of the most brain rot shit ever. I don't think TikTok is the same.
And he's commenting. I just know it's bubblegum pink. I see your comments, Drew.
Yeah, I go crazy in the comments.
He goes crazy with the first. Please tell me where this is from.
Commenting.
Where's your
first
shirt from?
Is crazy vibes. Okay. So I wrote this down this morning because I literally have nothing else to talk about. And it's so fucking long. And it's kind of a new vibe. Like, it's a new vibe for us. And I don't know how you're going to feel about it. But I'm trying things. I'm throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks. But so this is titled The Human Body Exhibition.
I literally, like, I can't stand you.
No, okay, so in China, what?
I know when you say that, it's about to be like the craziest shit.
No, this is like,
it's about to be the craziest thing you've ever unearthed on TikTok, and somehow it's a TikTok with like maybe 40,000 views, but you're the only real human who is.
You are spot on. Like, you have never been more right in your life. Like, that is exactly what happened. And I like.
Drew is the TikTok reporter. Like, we need to start a TV channel called The TikTok Report, but it's only facts not checked via Google and just gone through Drew.
It's kind of like a murder mystery vibe. Like, that's what this is. It's like wait, okay.
This is an exhibit, because I'm still confused where the human body exhibit is. Okay. That what you're calling this? Because that's also, we need to workshop that name.
So there's this exhibition that goes around that shows like human beings, like literally like skinned, and it shows like the musculature, it shows like your veins and vessels and all that shit, your heart. And it's like this thing where these humans that were once alive are on displayed and embalmed, like, and processed. Yeah, it's real people. And it's there for literally everyone to see, and it's a vibe. I fully support it. I'm like, I need to see what's inside my body to be aware of it, like, period.
I hate seeing it because I know it stinks.
Yeah, it always
like, I literally can't see anything medical and know, like, I know it's hot and it stinks.
I don't like seeing the inside of Drew's body.
Yeah, with the body being hot,
like, it's so warm in there, like, it radiates heat and stench.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, literally. So apparently the people at these exhibitions were hospital patients that passed away and gave consent, or gave the rights away, to be put on display for everyone to see. They either old age, health issues, like, whatever it is. And like, that's the tea, but there's no proof of it. Like, there's not like actual proof. What?
you going down the legal reasoning as to why it is morally acceptable that these dead bodies are being shown for science, and you know, and that's the tea. Like, I need you to be a history teacher and talk like that.
Well, no, like, aren't all history teachers like gay with
literally kids? My history teacher, I will never forget his outfits because he wore the tightest salmon trousers I've ever seen on a human man. Like,
Salmon trousers?
Yes, I think every morning he got them stitched to his body.
That's unreal. Salmon.
Yeah, they were like a salmon color. Remember that era where like men were wearing like salmon?
Salmon is gay. He's metrosexual. Okay. This is where Miss Girl comes in. Miss Zhang. She is a news anchor in, I think it's Dalian. It's like this part in China. And she's like a very, very popular news anchor. She's like the it girl. Like, everybody loved her. She had no problems. Like, no one had any problems with her. She was beautiful. And people loved her. That's that. Well, if you go and look her up now, all of the archives and all of the content from this news station of her is deleted. They like completely eradicated it off the internet, which is like insane, right? Where the fuck did it go? Where did all of this go? Well, in 1998, she would mysteriously go missing. Wait, I'm eating this up right now. Like, I'm building tension. I'm like, going crazy.
I'm like kind of freaked out by you.
I'm going crazy. You said you were like scared of me last night.
Because you scare me.
We'll talk about that after. But in 1998, she would mysteriously go missing, and her family was like, oh, like, she's full-term pregnant. Like, she's like 8 or 9 months pregnant. Like, where, or 7 or 8 months pregnant. Like, where is she? We need to find her. But the craziest part about it is the baby daddy. They didn't know who the baby daddy was, but she knew, and her family, or someone knew and leaked this information, But the baby daddy was the mayor of the, I don't know how to fucking say it, Dalian. Yes. Of the city. Mayor of the city. I'm the mayor of the city. Okay, I lost my notes. Hold on.
Oh my God, man.
It literally got deleted. I'm not kidding.
How were you good in school?
Because I'm good at regurgitating information. I don't actually learn it. Okay, let me get back to where I was. Okay. She was the mistress of the mayor, which is tea.
So she
was the girl.
Does she end up in the exhibit? Is that where this is going?
Yes. but no, allegedly she was pregnant with his baby. The story goes that the wife found out and was fucking pissed. She was not happy. Obviously, she was very unhappy.
That's so annoying. Let him like live.
And the last reported sightings of Miss Zhang, she was at this hotel motel. Holiday Inn, period. she was at this like hotel motel vibe, and people were saying that she was like trying to self harm, but like no one actually saw it happen. Like, I don't remember who reported that she was trying to self harm, but it was like a very shaky. Yeah, it was a very shaky. Yeah, literally. It was a very shaky like whatever. End. What is it? What is that called? A very shaky like not loose end, but. Split end. It was a split end.
Like it was a solid
lead. Solid lead. Yeah. Okay. Wait. We're coming back. We're bringing it back.
You know what's crazy? Because this is the longest time I've gone without interrupting you. And this is insane.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
Right.
Hold on. I'm fine.
We got to get you on TV.
Yeah. Wait. I would eat. Okay, well, anyways, doesn't fucking matter. She disappeared. Everyone just assumed she died. They did not have the body. They could not find the body. And the family still to this day is searching for the body. Well, the craziest part about all of this is that human exhibition opens up 2 years later. And guess who fucking owns... So the factory is in the city
that
she went missing in. Guess who fucking owns the factory?
The mayor.
The mayor's wife.
Oh.
And which is T that found out and was really fucking pissed about all of this shit. And everyone's like started like looking into this because they were like, wait, what the fuck? Like, this is like actually kind of crazy. And then they look at all these bodies and they see that there's a body that matches her shape, size, the amount of time she was pregnant. It's like 7 or 8 months pregnant, the body that is on like display, which is crazy. Then years later, a controversy comes out that the bodies in the exhibition weren't actually from a hospital, that they were like Chinese prisoners that were quote unquote executed, which is also insane. So they weren't like,
they weren't actual, like, these legal nice gestures to sign.
And we don't, they, yeah, exactly. They don't even know if they like signed up to be used, which is like absolutely insane. And obviously,
which, like, let me find out my dead body is like prancing around on a tour.
That's
like
what
Cirque
I'm saying.
Soleil.
That's
I'd
crazy.
Be pissed.
Well, the rumors came out. The mayor was started to be looked into. The mayor was like tried and sentenced on like crimes of corruption. The wife went to jail for murdering her coworker. So she is literally a killer.
Oh,
she
killer.
Killed that person and put her on display in this fucking factory. Like, she's some weird sicko. But then it started making me think about like the people that like put on these human exhibitions and they like literally just mutilate and like play with dead bodies all day. I'm like, oh, you're a freak, and like you're finding your outlet so you don't have to like go and kill other people and like rip them apart.
Or they're people dedicated to science and learning, like you are.
I'm not buying that.
Well, that sounds like something that if I was a really, really shitty screenwriter and director at Peacock, I'd be like, I got my next big fucking
literally.
Hit. Like, that's one of those stories that the simple human brain would be like.
And they were made out of wax the whole time.
And it was all a dream. Mm-hmm. Like, that sounds like something somebody would be like, I'm going to make this a movie just for it to be the worst movie ever, because there's no way to make that story more interesting than it is just an interesting story.
Yeah, that's true. But did I eat? Like, be honest.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you, guy.
In like a calorie deficit sure. But you ate. But not as much. Like, you might starve. If we don't get you some protein.
I ate, but I'm malnourished.
Yeah. But you're definitely in a calorie deficit.
Leave a lot. I didn't leave crumbs. I left crumbs, but they were like bite-sized.
They were
crumbs.
Enough for a leftover.
Yeah.
You're talented and sexy.
Thank you.
Well, I decided
I'm tired of being put down all the time.
Okay,
Ty,
then you
can
should
you
go
tell
write a book about it.
Tell you what.
Tell me like I'm sexy.
You're fucking sexy.
Thank you.
You're begging for compliments. That's so pathetic.
Wow.
He doesn't have to beg me.
He just did.
I'm being put down again, Kai.
I wanted to. You're sexy and you're...
Look, you don't even compliment him before he has to beg you. Like, I say something mean and then he has to say your name and then you say something, but why don't you just jump in? Because you know I'm going to be a bitch. Drew, you're stupid.
Drew, you're sexy. You have a perfect penis.
See, I gave you a good spot. You're welcome.
Thank you, queen.
Okay.
Josie is staring at me like a freak in the hallway.
He's so creepy.
Josiah! How about this? Josiah thought he had COVID. And then he tested negative for 2 days. But when he thought he had COVID, he came back to our house and slept and quarantined at our fucking house.
And what's even crazier is he slept in my bed 3 inches away from my face. And I was telling Kai, I wake up every single night in the middle of the night with Josiah breathing in my fucking face. And I wake up and I look at him and I like flip around like super angrily. And I'm like, super pissed. And like Josiah wakes up and does the same the other way. But we always like wake up in the middle of the night and like look at each other for like 2 seconds. And then like we don't process it. And then we just roll over. And
you're so lucky, dude. Like, right? I wish that was my life. I have like a doll, but it's not the same.
Well, you have what is it? Like a twin bed. So another person could have sleep in there. That
it's smaller than a twin bed.
Oh,
it's a micro twin.
It's a crib. It's taking
a
crib. Yeah.
You have a toddler mattress.
It's giving crib.
It's 9 to 12 month mattress.
Yeah, that mattress is thin, but it has a pee pad, so that adds a little bit.
Are you pissing yourself in your sleep?
Yeah, I do number 3.
I
lowkey
wish adults still pissed the bed, because that would be hella funny. Like, fuck, oh my God, I'm going to be late today because I pissed the bed. And I wish it was like normalized in a way
that start again.
You can text your homegirl and be like, girl, I'm literally going to be late. I fucking pissed the bed. But I guess girls kind of have that because we just leak blood in our sheets. But that's like more terrorizing to like the human.
I will say I do make girls laugh so hard that they piss themselves pretty often. So I don't know. I guess it's similar.
Okay. So if you've spent maybe like 12 hours with the total woman in your life, it's maybe like 4, 2 of those, including family members, 1 being me, one someone else who you're probably holding hostage.
Yeah.
But you haven't made me piss from laughing.
Well, the hostage thing.
And I've seen your mom around you, and I don't think
it's the hostage.
It's the hostage.
Yes, you're right. My mom doesn't fuck with me, but.
No, actually, we met Kai's mom and she was the sweetest lady.
It was
lady
such
ever.
A vibe. It was so sweet.
After the show, she came up to me and spoke to me, and I felt like I was speaking to an NPR host.
Really?
But in a good way. Yeah. Like, aww. She was so nice to me. I was like, what the hell is happening?
Well, she's so happy that you guys, like, take care of me. And, like, I'm serious. She's like,
I know. Who's going to change your piss pad on your bed if it's not us?
I know. You guys got me off the streets, so.
You make it seem like.
I was like Azul, like, hiding under a dumpster can, and it was crying in the rain, and we found him and brought him in.
He was hiding in the bushes waiting for us to move in here. Because he's the intruder. Okay, that makes sense. Because he was the intruder. He came in and he was like, damn.
Yeah, it's just crazy how I manifested this by breaking into your house.
Well, I decided that I hate couples sitting on the same side of the table in restaurants, and it literally shouldn't be allowed. Like,
I sit on the same side as my mom.
Why?
That's Riz.
Thank
why
you.
That's his mother.
Thank you.
It's platonic Riz.
Why do you have to be so close to her?
I just love my mommy.
Ew.
My mommy.
I feel that.
The same side as me, though.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Like, and nothing makes me more uncomfortable than walking into a restaurant and there's two random fucking freak strangers holding on to each other and just staring at you go through the restaurant. It's already enough that when you walk into a restaurant, people naturally just kind of like gaze around and you might be looked at. So you feel like you're being looked at. But these two freaks who are like weirdly sexual right now or like staring at you, it fucking freaks me out and I literally fucking hate it. Like, also, it's so inconvenient to me. It's way more inconvenient to sit next to someone and have to like turn your head the whole time than to just sit across the table. Also, are you guys cheating on your significant other? Why do you have to be so close in a public space? Like, you can go home after this. You can go to your house and like be all over each other. You don't have to do that in public.
Yeah, it's I think it's cute personally, a little cute, but when it's creepy when their backs are faced towards everyone else. Like, if they're sitting up against the wall and they're looking out towards Russia,
I let that slide.
But if their backs are facing towards everybody, I'm like, y'all are up to no good. Like, this is creepy.
I feel the complete opposite. I don't want to see the face of the perpetrator. Like, I want their backs to be to me. But I feel like couples who do it always have their faces facing the whole fucking restaurant. Yeah. Like, they're trying to prove a point.
They're trying to rub it in my face.
Yeah. I mean, I don't
Kai's
feel
a false
like,
flag.
I don't feel, like, insecure.
They're trying to rub
Kai's
it in
a crisis actor, y'all. Watch out for Kai's crisis actor arc. Like,
a false flag is crazy.
I think I don't like it because I'm, like, an artist. And I just don't like the asymmetry of it, you know? It's, like, unbalanced.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, I just take aesthetics super seriously. So it's, like, please distribute
that. He's a creative in
you. Yeah. Well, I don't like it because I'm very bitter and I don't like to see a man and a woman being happy because I know that he's going to cheat.
What if it was two women?
Then I'm sitting right across from them and I'm staring.
I'm fingering them.
Oh, I'm like, hello, is there space for a third? I love this vibe. No, it's specifically when it's a man and a woman, it freaks me out. But you know what? I actually never see gay couples doing that. I've never once seen a gay couple do that. Mm. But like, maybe I just haven't seen it, but it's only fucking straight couples. And usually the man is so ugly. It pisses me off, but I'll stop talking about it. That's my story.
We went and saw The Wiz with my parents and it was a fucking vibe.
And I thought they reanimated Michael Jackson, but they didn't.
Yeah, no, it was hologram. It was just hologram.
The Tin Man was hot, y'all. Like, seriously, go watch The Wiz if you're in LA because the Tin Man is sexy and everybody in the crowd thought it because he got the most cheering I've ever heard.
The roar the crowd erupted into when he did his bow was absurd. The Scarecrow was quite literally probably the most talented person I have ever.
Yeah, he was amazing.
I've never seen someone have voice control like that ever in my life. I didn't even know it was possible to be able to make sounds like that. Like, the Tin Man was just, like, a vibe and, like, was funny. He was, like, actually goofy.
He was really good, though.
Like, literally, like, so everyone was, like, incredible. The only person that I did not fuck with was The Wiz himself. But my dad was telling me that before the play went on, they announced that it's, like, the second string guy. And everybody groaned and moaned, like, because he was second string. And, like, you could feel it. Like, everybody was, like... Like, it was, like, some of the best singing I've ever seen in a musical or in a live play ever. Like, everybody was on. And then, like, The Wiz came around, and, like, I was so excited to meet The Wiz because I was like, oh, this is, like, they've been building him up the whole time. And he just didn't deliver like I thought he did. Don't get me wrong. He turned that shit out, and he killed. And it might have just been the playwriting in general. But, like, that fucking play was lit. That play was fucking lit.
Awesome. And usually I don't like musicals because they freak me out. Because I can't watch musicals without staring at the people, and they actually freak me out because it's like watching TV, but they're here, and it feels so weird, and it feels like they don't know I'm here, and like it just freaks me out. It like it genuinely gives me the weirdest feeling ever.
They turn into television every single time I'm watching a play. Like, it literally becomes like a TV screen or an iPhone screen, and it's like so fucking creepy. But what gets me every fucking time, it's when I'm at concerts, it's when I'm at plays, it's when I'm at movies, is like seeing the back of like hundreds of people's heads, and like they're still, like, it makes me feel so eerie and
that
strange.
Was making me feel so weird too, but keep going. Sorry, I like had to disagree with that.
No, literally, you're good. It makes me feel so like bizarre, and like it gives me like such like a primal, like I'm insidious feeling. I'm like, what the hell?
Also, it was freaking me out because it's a musical and not a single soul was moving around.
Yes.
And then I was freaked out because I was like, are they purposefully staying still? Because I cannot stay still because the songs were fucking lit and I couldn't stay still. And then I was like, oh my God, are people seeing me and thinking I'm trying to show off and like that I like it like more than them? And I was freaking out, and then I would make myself stay still.
I had the exact same dialogue in my head, and there's something wrong with us because that's not normal thoughts.
Because we do it at concerts too. Like at concerts, if I'm having too much fun, I'll have a moment where I'm like, oh my God, somebody's going to think that I'm trying to show off, and that I like think I like the artist more than them, and like that I think I'm cooler than them, and I'm just going to stand still. But then when I'm standing still, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to think I'm being like too cool and I don't give a fuck and I should kill myself and I need to move.
It's probably because we're like narcissists.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And we think everybody's looking at us. Like, that is like probably, I bet someone.
Well, you know what it is? It's more because I'm looking at everyone all the time.
Yeah.
I think that's more what it is, because I don't think it's not coming from a place, but I guess you can still be narcissistic without like a fame aspect of it. But it's not from a place where I'm like, oh, somebody who knows me is going to see me. It's literally because I am constantly eavesdropping, staring, being nosy, watching the fuck out of everybody. So I can only assume there are other people who do the same. And then I get fearful of my own actions, which is staring at people and judging them. So maybe I need to do some internal work. But that's the fun of life. Like, what the fuck? What's the point of going to a restaurant and not listening to the people next to me? There's actually no other reason. There's literally no other reason to go to a restaurant than to eavesdrop.
Because we've had every single conversation ever that's possible. Like,
yeah,
we just now have to hear
other
people's takes on the conversations that we've already had.
We need to add something to the water because there hasn't been enough like fights at restaurants and like arguments at restaurants.
The water's making the frogs gay.
Are you a frog? Is that what it did it to you? Yeah. It was a joke. Like, obviously, he's not a frog.
Yeah, he needs to not be so sensitive.
I know. He needs what to get
that? Line. I said that I was actually like, oh, it's good that he walked out because it's inappropriate for her to say that to you.
And I'm a beautiful soul.
No, he didn't say that.
Okay, actually.
He said you have a beautiful hole.
Oh, wow.
You like that?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, okay. It's like a little, it's like a knot in the balloon.
Ew. Those are my hemorrhoids, Kai. Okay. I am a targeted individual.
Oh my!
Like God.
I don't know if you're actually back to that, but I don't think we can live together if you're gonna go back into that. Because that was the hardest 5 months of my fucking life.
Being gang like that. Stalked, and I thought it was a joke at first, and then I came home one night. It was after our show, and I was laying in bed with Josh, and the service on my phone goes out. Tell me why my phone was EMP'd. And it went without service for 6 hours.
No, you need to pay your phone bill to have service. That's probably what was happening.
No, AT&T literally did get shut down, and it was scaring the fuck out of me. I was like, wait, that's actually like really, really scary.
That it can just happen randomly?
Yeah, like I always knew it was, but I like never thought it was actually gonna happen. But I was like always aware that it could happen. But like, what the fuck? Like, that's the AT&T app.
Did they figure out how that happened or why?
I don't know yet. Like, I don't think so.
I think it's because you guys were being so political during the show that the government actually just like stopped you.
Oh, okay. Literally. What did we say though at the show?
Talking about squirting or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Squirting and pissing. No, it was really creepy.
I wonder if it's also there was just an overload of users on the network and then they were just shut down.
It was so late though.
Yeah.
It was so
late. But maybe everyone all at once saw the same video from Who the Fuck Did I Marry? And everybody was on their phone using their data to watch that series on TikTok.
What the fuck is the cats?
Dude, Drew, what were you watching? You said, this better not become What the Fuck is the Cat?
It was like that social media sleuth documentary on Idaho 4.
Dream Scenario? No.
No, it was like the Idaho 4.
Oh, yeah. We were watching this... which we never finished it because it was confusing me because I couldn't tell if it was commentary on internet sleuths or it was just literally internet sleuths got a documentary. But we were watching that and Drew was like, this better not become What the Fuck is Cats? And we were like, what are you talking about? And I was like, do you mean Don't Fuck with Cats? And he was like, yeah, same thing.
Oh, What the Fuck is Cats?
That's like when we were all talking about going to see, was it Talk to Me?
Yeah, Talk to the Hand.
And he was like, we should go watch Talk to the Hand. And then we were like, what are you talking about? And then he was like, Take the Hand. It's Take the Hand. And he kept calling.
Take my hand.
He kept calling see. Talk to Me like 8 million things.
Take my hand, now feel.
But now I feel like I don't know the name of that movie and I feel like I'm getting it wrong.
It's Talk to Me, no?
It's Talk to Me, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen the thing that if there's a solar flare, like all electronics will just turn off?
What is like the biggest cons of that other than the fact that we won't have a job anymore?
It's like planes falling out of the sky and like people that are in hospitals.
Fall out of the sky, or will it just crashing. Be like it will be borderline impossible? I guess they will fall out of the sky because it'll be borderline impossible for them to navigate landing.
Yeah. Feel like, oh,
that was the scariest thing to ever happen.
I literally felt like a plane crashed into our house. Literally thought I got shot.
I literally felt like a plane crashed into the house. Oh my god! Actually, guys, I haven't been watching any murder mysteries. Or any plane crash videos for like a month straight. Like actually a little more than a month. I've not watched anything about murder or plane crashes in a long time. And my whole timeline on YouTube now is just Evan and Caitlin, which is a resin channel, a bunch of wood carving channels, and then Prospering, who does Fortnite.
When are you going to get into whittling?
What?
Wood carving channels, okay.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
What is that? Are you all making it a sexual thing?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's just interesting.
I just want to start with
interesting.
Interesting, I guess.
Is that like a gay
thing? It's just gay, yeah. It's just very gay.
I know. This year I was like, I want to learn how to play Lepsy the Tower. I'm going to start wood carving.
Also, Drew.
I'm just me.
Dude, I'm sorry, but Drew's like a psycho.
Yeah.
He's a psycho. Like, he literally set that up. He told me that he was going to set that up. And then so believably acted scared when it happened.
Did he actually?
Yes. And he didn't like let on to it at all. And he just scared you. He scared the shit out of you and then just looked at me.
Okay. Well, now what?
He's a monster.
No, I'm a genius.
You are a genius.
It was just like this little gag because I knew it's going to get clipped. It's going to get posted and it's going to go viral.
You sound like
we're going viral.
You're like,
we're going viral. Guys, we are fucking going viral.
Guys, we're going viral.
Drew, you're so smart. You're like Twink Megamind.
Oh.
What? No, like Otter. Otter.
When it comes out of your mouth, it sounds
crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, it's bad. Yeah. I shouldn't say shit.
It's like Ussy.
Twink Death.
Yeah. Snapchat me that Ussy.
Twink Death. I'm experiencing Twink Death.
I tried to play Roblox last night and I just couldn't get it set up and I was so fucking mad. And that's it.
Did we ever get into it?
No, because I couldn't access like the account on my iPhone because I'm gonna play on PS5 and I haven't been able to go to work on Contraband Police because the setup is so uncomfortable.
Oh wow.
We've been doing this thing where we get into random rooms on Fortnite and ones that have like audio and what is it called?
Proximity chat.
We get into ones with proximity chat and we just start talking and
hi.
We'll have Drew do this voice.
Hello.
If anybody calls him gay, I'm like, I'm literally his girlfriend. I'm right here. Stop fucking saying that about him.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. And I'm the cowboy.
Yesterday was making me and Josiah almost piss ourselves. What were they even saying back to you? I like can't remember.
They were literally just being homophobic. They were being crazy.
I'm sorry. It is actually terrifying what people say under an anonymity. It is actually fucking terrifying. I mean, we see it in comments and all this, that shit all the time. But when it is young people using their voice to say crazy shit, it freaks me out. But then I'm like, these are literally kids. So in their head, they're fucking 8. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of these people online are so fucking young and it freaks me out because also they'll be screaming into the mic and I'm very confused. Where the fuck are your parents?
Yeah.
Like, actually, I don't understand. Dude, if my parents heard me talking like that, they would beat my ass.
Exactly. That night was like the most eye-opening thing I've ever experienced in my life. When we were playing like that Fortnite match. What was it called? Like Prop Hunt?
Prop Hunt.
Yes. We were playing Prop Hunt and we hopped into this lobby. And like the way these like 8 to 12-year-old boys were behaving was like absolutely insane. It wasn't like Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty era insane. Like it was like a whole other beast, a whole other level.
Felt so evil.
It was actually really sinister. It was making me like literally sad.
I know, it killed all of our nights. Like we got in there and at first it was funny. We were like, Drew's doing his voice and I was talking and then they were just being like really sexist to me. So then I started to like back up and let Drew and Josie talk because I literally couldn't even say anything funny because they were like, get in the kitchen. And I was like, bro, you are so funny.
And we were in a grocery they ate your ass up, actually. We were playing Prop Hunt in a grocery store and the kid was like, get in the kitchen. And he was like, wait, actually, you're in the grocery store, the other place you belong.
Yeah. And I was like, damn. And then I literally stopped talking because I felt like I got my ass chewed out. But later on, they were actually being so sinister and evil. And I don't know, maybe this has always been a thing with young people. I don't want to sound old as fuck and be like, the new generation is so bad. Like, whatever. Kids are always evil. Kids are fucking evil. Like, we all know that. Whatever. Yeah, and hopefully they grow and they learn and they become normal. But they were being so fucking evil that it shifted everyone's mood. All of us went from being, like, funny, trolling these kids who were being rude. We were just trolling them, not in a sinister way, but just like Drew doing a voice and me being like, hello, like us saying basically nothing.
I mean, you did say you had their IP address and that you were coming to the house to find them.
I was getting there. But I only did this and I will stand by it because yes, they are kids and yes, I scared the fuck out of them. But they were saying some of the gnarliest shit I've ever heard come out of someone's mouth in a very long time. So I was like, all right, I'm going to teach y'all a lesson because they wouldn't let me talk in my normal voice. So I just got really close to the mic and I was like, I see everything. I know where you are and I know where you live. And I see that you're on a PS5. What did you get your PS5 for Christmas? I know you got it for Christmas and I know your mom worked hard to get that PS5 for you. And I just kept doing this, that.
Just describing traits that like somehow all of them landed and like these kids were.
Yeah, and like one of them was like, I have a PC. And I was like, oh, I already know you have a PC. And I know that you waited so long to get it because they were all sold out for so long. And I just like kept saying very blanket statements, but it was connecting to all of them. And they were all like 8. So they were like, oh my God. And then they all started freaking out.
They were scurrying.
And they were like, block her. Get her off.
We need to leave now.
And then they were like, dude, she's being creepy. Like, block her, please.
And then you were like, I'm inside your PlayStation. You can't get rid of me. And they were like,
I was like, literally, I'm looking around at your files. I see how much time you played every game. Wow, you play Call of Duty a lot. You should go back outside. And I like just kept saying creepy things. And then like the one evil fucking kid who was actually so scary got so scared that he left. Like he tried to make a joke to me and like be like nasty. He was like, oh, you can't even see my computer because I came all over it. And I was like, and I got
it's a Kai joke.
He like said the grossest thing ever and I was like, I already told your mom about that. She's coming into your room in the next 5 minutes. You better hurry up and get all that cleaned up. Like I said something like that, like in a really sinister voice, and then he was like, what the fuck? And then just got off because he got really scared of me.
He was creeped out.
And all of them got scared of me, and I hope they learned their lesson to not get online and say fucking scary, nasty things to a woman because I'll kill a kid.
God, that makes me so fucking angry.
Wow. Baby.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, wait. During that one, Drew got on, and they were making fun of me for being a girl, and they were like, shut up, e-girl. Fuck you. Like, all this crazy shit to me. And then Drew got on a different, on his computer, and was like, oh, hi, I see a sexy girl's in here.
A sexy girl. And we just started, like,
flirting.
Like, I was, like, rizzing her, and they were like, wait, what? Like, I can't believe this is happening.
They were like, bro, he's scary. And I was like, no, he's not. You guys are just kids. You don't understand how real men talk.
I love
like,
rizzing women.
And that was our story.
I'm the Rizzler.
I haven't been on one of those. I haven't been on Prop Hunt since then, though, because it actually jarred me. Like, it freaked me out.
No.
Right.
Oh, my God. Wait. My parents are... I didn't tell you this. My parents are accidentally, literally in a movie or a TV show. Like, accidentally, fully. After the show, I was, like, driving them to the hotel that they were staying at. It's, like, right up the street from us, and it's on Main Road. And I was, like... It was, like, kind of late, obviously, and... It sounds like I'm making this up. It sounds like I'm literally fucking lying, but I'm being dead serious. And like, actually, I have videos of it as proof. And like, there's like...
Now I don't trust you because Kai's lying. So I'm like, are you making up another lie that you told Kai you were going to tell me?
No. It's real.
Because I'm not like you. I don't spend time taking...
It's real. It's real. But so the street was shut down, but it wasn't shut down by police. It was like shut down by like people wearing like green vests. And I was like, what the fuck? And they would just like, they didn't say a word. They just like sent me this way. And I was like, oh fuck, there must be like a bad car crash. So like I went around up a street to, cause I had to go where the street was closed down to get to the hotel. And so I drive up this side street and like the guy's like, stop. Like,
you listen to him?
Yeah.
Another man.
No, I literally was like pissed off. I was like, what? Like, tell me why I can't go. Cause I can't go anywhere else. The hotel is right there. And he's like, oh, we're filming. And then I got like a video of them filming. And it was like a race scene in a movie. And you can see like the camera over there. And like, those are all like fake cars. And then they like turn around. There's all the filming crew and stuff. But yeah, they were like, actually filming a movie, and then they let me through, and I drove through the film set, which is like kind of crazy because it was like million dollar cameras lining the
road. You should
have just
hyper like driven into all of them.
That's literally like, I was like, I'm gonna just park here until they pay me $50 to leave, because like there's
yeah,
that thing
legally
people,
yeah they can't make
yeah it. Yeah, and there's this thing that people like make a living off of, with they have a motorcycle, they go to and find movie sets and just sit outside the movie set revving the engine and like making as much sound as possible, and then they're like, give me $50 and I'll leave, and they just dip because you're like legally allowed to do that. But anyways,
I'm gonna do that, but like record a self tape for the thing they're shooting and just get a big projector and play it outside.
That's
and be like
idea.
I won't leave until you put me in the movie.
That's a good idea, actually. Anyways, we drove through the set. I dropped them off. Well, I told them to just like hang out downstairs and just kind of watch it go down, because I've never seen this in LA. This is crazy. This is awesome. This is like a once in a lifetime experience. And they were just chilling there. And then they heard action. And like the car started driving. The people on, like every person on the sidewalk, they thought was watching it, but they were extras. And they started walking. And my parents were just like standing on the sidewalk. And then like they said, cut. And like, that's a wrap. And they wrapped the scene. And in the last scene, my parents were just standing on the sidewalk. And an actor came up to them and was like, you do realize you're going to be in a TV show. I hope you're ready to be in a TV show or a movie. And my parents were like, what? And then they were cold. And so they
left. I hope you're ready for your whole life today.
I know. They're having their extra debut. Except they like did free labor and didn't get paid. So they're going to sue.
Oh, that's a good way to do that. Yeah. I mean, instead of just being grateful for being a part of something magical, which is probably like what? Grey's Anatomy.
Period. But no, it was something like very high budget though. Like they didn't ask, and like I couldn't ask anybody, but like I wanted them to ask the actor so bad, but they were too scared to. But
they were filming a lot around LA because they were filming on San Vicente, or however you say that.
San Vicente.
Yeah, they were filming on that street, and they're always filming on like Wilshire and shit.
I was thinking it was giving Netflix though. Like, I don't know what it was.
It was giving Anya Taylor-Joy.
Yeah. I just can't say shit without getting laughed at by Kai.
No, it's funny.
Well, because he has a crush on you, so he's bullying you.
Is
it's like
true?
A child.
Yeah.
Is that
because he's so underdeveloped?
I am. Yeah, I'm super immature.
Guys, I'm going to be opening the Versace show, so make sure you watch it. This
no,
is
not.
Filmed ahead of time, and I'm actually, while you're watching this, I'm in Italy right now, and I'm really nervous.
No,
I'm
not
kidding. I'm not kidding.
Show me.
No. I signed an NDA. I'm not allowed to show you. J-Lo's going to be performing too.
Well, I'm so confused. No, you're not.
She's performing her whole movie, and then I come out. I'm the opening look. So it's a big deal.
For Donatella Versace. Versace.
Why did you comment that on like a video of like Bella being really serious?
Yeah,
she
like,
just commented that.
Bella announcing like her Lyme's disease or some shit, and she just said like Donatella Versace. like some like really like heartfelt message, and she does it unironically.
Maybe it's like a thing how some people like genuinely believe that their name takes on new meaning because they've made such good art, and she's like, she'll know what this means. And maybe Bella was like, oh my god, that was the most beautiful thing anybody's ever said to me.
It is like the vibe though, like I think that's what it is. It's like a signature. It's like, I'm here for you, like I'm thinking of you. Yeah. Like that's what it is for her. But it just looks
so
insane.
Crazy.
Like imagine me commenting Drew Phillips under like your post. Like it's like does not read the same. Like it doesn't read well
for some reason. Donatella Versace sounds way more heartfelt, but I think it's because it's like an Italian name than Drew Phillips.
Yeah, Drew Phillips eats way more, huh?
It does.
You have the perfect name for a guy.
Thank you. See, I was thinking the same thing about you, Kai.
Stop.
Kai Newman.
I guess I've never thought about it, but thank you.
You have the weirdest last name I've ever heard in my life. Never heard that.
Newman? You've never heard the name Newman? There's like multiple celebrities with the last name Newman.
Because he's a new man.
Paul Newman. Randy Newman.
I don't know any of these.
Randy Newman made the Toy Story soundtrack. Paul Newman isn't. Who's Paul Newman? He has a pasta sauce.
Okay.
That sounds
so we're using celebrity very loosely.
You don't
right
know
now.
About Newman's own, the whole brand with like, they have Oreos that are very mid. Do you know about that?
Okay, yeah. So basically, the Newman name doesn't have like the best legacy other than the Toy Story soundtrack.
It does have a dude, Randy Newman.
But you're getting there.
No,
you
Randy
are getting
Newman
there.
Is lit.
I'm lit.
Randy
we're going to take you there.
Yeah.
Randy Newman is lit.
Randy Newman's very lit.
Have you ever heard of like the legacy that Umanzor has? Like, we're tapped in. I don't think there's any other famous person with that. Oy. Oh my God. Wow.
Woo.
That was crazy.
Have you heard of the Philips legacy? We design TVs, refrigerators. That's all me, baby. That's all
me. Yeah, me and Kai are underdogs. I'm actually siding with you now.
Yeah, I'm a Nepo baby.
Yeah, I know. Man, I fucking know. Your parents are in fucking TV shows.
Fuck. I actually.
Oh, you have a meeting?
Yeah, damn it. Like literally right now.
Oh.
Work.
Some people don't take this job seriously. Like, I put this as a priority before everything else. Like, I'm literally supposed to be in Italy right now, and I have this. No, I fucked it up because I slept in, because I stayed up till 6 a.m. watching Prospering kill it on Fortnite, and it was amazing. And also, yesterday I worked out, and I actually feel like my muscles were attached by Velcros. And you know how if you don't go like this and you rip it this way, it takes longer for the Velcro to rip off? I feel like somebody did that to my arms and my abs.
Oh, they're sore.
Oh, yeah, we did Josiah's, like, famous ab workout yesterday together. Oh, we'll insert the video. What do you guys think, y'all? It's pretty good, right? It's pretty lit.
Like, you're acting like they saw the video already?
What is this called?
It's like Russian something.
Oh.
Oh my god. Oh wow.
Was that you?
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Yes, he kept having these wet, nasty farts at the gym. And he claims they're not wet. And he keeps claiming they're not wet, but I know he's sweating his little fucking ass off.
I actually wasn't sweating.
It was not wet.
I
bet there was mist.
And also, you have to show the other video if you got it on video. There was one point he was like, oh, I think I'm going to fart again. So, like, let's do that again. Yeah, so we all started working out. And he clenched his whole face like he shook trying to fart.
Oh, yeah,
I looked at him. I was like, dude, you look like you're going to shit. Dude, he looked like he was gonna shit himself.
That one's not going in there. That's embarrassing.
Also, I'm just gonna humble myself and let that video get put in the podcast, even though I look like shit in it. But just know that I have my bad days too.
We'll add a beauty filter.
The bold glamour. Yeah. Like, let's add bold glamour.
We'll make you really beautiful.
Let's add bold glamour with like a hair down effect. So like, you know when like people add fake hair and it like you can see your face through it and it glitches through. I want that for that.
Should
video.
We add this selfie of me?
I hate that picture of you.
I think it's actually really good.
Okay. Also, I'll explain why you scare me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Drew, if you, it's, you don't scare me the way like any human who had to live with you would be scared because I know you so well, but you have the oddest survival instincts of any human I've ever met in my life because Drew will hang around for a few minutes and be kind of silent and not really be in a mood. But like, he's not in a bad mood, but he's not like very chipper and he's not adding to it. He kind of is just like hanging around. Yeah. If he doesn't get what he wants from the situation, he will just disappear into his room for like an hour. And then me and Josiah will be like, is he mad at us? Like, whatever. Don't bother him. Just like let him go to his room. And then he'll come back out and like survey the room again, come into the kitchen, eat a few snacks, and then get like a sudden sugar rush, come into the room, ignore what we're saying. We could be having a full conversation and he'll just come in and be like, and then we're like, what? And then he's like, oh my God, you guys fucking hate me. Come back into the kitchen, eat more snacks, stand in the like doorway and keep saying things until he gets our attention. And then he gets our attention, keeps it for like 10 minutes, doesn't say anything. We'll start singing and be like, was that good? And we're like, no. And then he's like, okay, fuck you guys. That's why I'm going back to my room. But really what's happening is he's getting like a very sudden sugar spike, dropping down and then being like, I'm going back to my room, and then go back to your room.
I have a very different reality, very different. Sometimes the vibes,
yeah.
Sometimes the vibes aren't fully there for me. Not because y'all are being mean or anything. I'm just like, oh, I don't have the energy to like partake in this conversation. I'm gonna go lay on my phone, like period. Like that's it. Then I come back out, I survey the vibes again, and I'm like, okay, the vibes are here. Like, let's turn up. Like, I'm down to do, but half the time it's y'all fucking playing Fortnite together. And I'm like, I don't play Fortnite. So I'm like, girl, I'm going to go play my iPhone and do that. And
we're bonding. You could take that moment to be like, I'm going to play with them and bond.
It's just not fun. It's not that fun to me anymore. Like I'd really try to like, it's fun when I win, but it's not fun when I don't win.
Drew has like epigenetic only child genes.
Yeah.
I remember when we were in Texas, I don't know, we like got back pretty late from that basketball game, but like I was in bed and Drew like was like, oh, I'm so tired, I have to go to bed. And like 20 minutes later, like the door creaks open and I'm like, you can come in. And then he comes in and starts like jumping on the bed and like literally like
dances
around the room
that
for an hour like a little clown. And we made like, I don't know, like 14 TikToks.
We'll insert a
and
couple,
then he like passed out.
Life happens fast, and if you don't stop and smell the rose sunstorm, it'll fly right past you. And that's why you stop.
Dude, he literally gets like pre-bed zoomies. Like, it is actually insane.
Fine, I'll just stop doing that.
We're not saying
I'll just stop being me, since it's such a
you know
hard
what actually
thing
that is what
with.
I was hoping for this conversation. Thank you. Like, yeah. I'm glad that you're the kind of person that can hear us out.
I'll change
and
for you.
Become different.
I'll change for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I just don't like who you are anymore.
Yeah,
something's different.
Something is different. Something has shifted.
No, but yesterday we were all like sitting in the room because we were working on things, and we're like, me and Drew are sitting there like in this meeting, like just working, and I'm fully tapped in working, and Drew suddenly just goes from working and gets up and starts walking around the room and is like singing and stuff, and he's like, where's everyone's energy? Like, when I'm up, everyone else is down. This always happens. And I was like, girl, because you literally are so fucking weird. And he was like, what? Okay, fine, whatever. And then he did the same thing. He left and he was like, I'm just going to go to my room. But then he came back because I think he went to his bed and had too much energy to just be laying down. And he wanted to talk.
No, I wanted to work. I was like trying to work. Like, not literally enough people are working anymore.
That's how I feel too.
And
that's the story.
After dinner, or after the show, we didn't talk about the show at all. We did a show in LA and we didn't like publicize it at all, but we did like a live podcast. It was a fucking vibe. It went great. It was super funny and goofy. Sorry we didn't tell you about it. It just sold out before we could announce it to the public. Sorry, not sorry. We're so famous and lit. Like, people want to be us and
people want to be me.
Be me.
I feel like Chris Breezy.
Breezy.
All right, let's get into some media. We watched Dream Scenario and I really liked it.
It was cool.
It was cool.
It was a vibe. But also, it was... No, I'm thinking of something else. We finished all nine episodes of the Love is Blind, the new Love is Blind season. We watched Inya had already watched them. I watched 6 episodes in one day.
Oh my God,
and Inya watched
I've
it
been for brain
the,
rotting.
Yeah, for the second time, she watched the exact same episodes.
I stayed up all night till 6 a.m., binged it, and then woke up and was like, Drew, you need to catch up and watch it all over again. So I spent 24 hours watching Love is Blind.
And you clocked that 19 hours and 25 minutes.
I've been working hard. Some of y'all aren't fucking working hard.
You've been like running up that screen time a little bit.
I'm so sad. Think I'm gonna hit some Wellbutrin soon, guys. I'm 25.
Some welly.
Yeah,
the brain
need
is
some
developed.
Welly.
The brain
need
is
some
developed.
Welly. Need some Zo. Need some Law.
Zo.
But yeah, I've been detaching from my reality and really getting in on my screen time because I have no motivation to get out of bed. And I was thinking about that today because I was like, damn, dude, sleeping in used to be so awesome even when I was a depressed teenager because I was like, I don't give a fuck. I want to sleep my life away. But now that I'm 25, that is not a vibe. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so depressed and I don't even want to get out of my fucking stinky ass bed. And this is so sad because I have no reason to be sad, but I was just born with awful brain chemistry and nothing will make it better, even though I have so much love and success and amazing things in my life. And I just feel so ungrateful and awful. But it's okay because then the summertime comes around. And I'm like, guys, oh my God, what? That was so crazy that
everything
I felt like that.
Is amazing.
That was weird. But then even in the summertime, sometimes at night I stay up way too late and then I think about my life and I'm back to where I started. But it's okay. Right.
You need an antipsychotic.
You need to go to fucking prison because you're freaking me out, bitch. Oh, I was gonna say, because what you do, because yesterday Josie was like, oh, do I scare you when you get high? And I was like, no, you don't scare me. You, because Josie tries to scare me when I'm high. Like, he'll do a creepy voice or something. I'm like, you just look stupid because I have like the magnifying glasses that an edible gives me. And I'm like, you are just such a person right now. It's freaking me out. That's what freaks me out. But he's just like a little brother. You scare me because when I'm high and you disappear to your room for an hour and in my head, I'm like, oh, he went to sleep, but then you just reanimate into my life. And then I have to like re-download this person and you freak me out because sometimes you will come into the room and you won't say anything. And then I'm just too high and I'm like, is he mad? Like, what is happening? But then you'll reintegrate and it's normal. But I get scared because I always think you go to sleep because it's like 4 a.m. And I'm like, that's what happened last night. I thought you went to sleep and then you came back out.
Wait, when?
Last night after the gym, like me and Josie were sitting on the couch for like a minute alone, just us. And Josh went to sleep and you had headed to your room at the same time. So I was like, oh, maybe he went to sleep. But then you came back out. And I was like, he's still here.
Well, I've been trying to spend more time with y'all because it's a very big point of contention because you bring it up a lot. You're like, Drew, you're
Yeah,
because
I don't like
room.
That you're in your room a lot. I feel like my boyfriend is
you
like
You should
leaving.
Come hang out in my room. And like
there's
we
no
should
Wi-Fi
parallel
in your room.
Play. Yeah. But I
we
use
do, actually we do no that's the problem is it's like when a cat does something and you just like start rewarding it for its behavior because me and Josie have started going to Drew's room and sitting in bed
and it works.
But all it does is make him go to sleep because he gets to have his fun in bed and he falls asleep and he's like I'm not asleep and we're talking to him and he's not responsive and we're like okay I guess we're just like we got comfy here for no reason because we've been here for 5 minutes and now he's not
this
out.
Is what I've been saying it is actually so difficult being a desirable person because I can't have time to myself.
I'm gonna plan with Josie for us to ignore you for like 3 days straight so you that
you would literally like, watch me like
deteriorate
and then kill myself.
Turn
like I would
best.
Run
no
away.
You're so sexy.
Yeah. Okay, Drew's Psy-Op Corner. Guys, wait, I didn't read any of these yet. Hold on, let me look at them.
Oh, did you guys do media already?
No, I'm gonna do it after Psy-Op Corner. I just said dream scenario.
Okay. Today I and then but she plus and I wasn't and it wasn't and everyone was and so also they.
The thing is I couldn't tell if you were really fucking up reading out loud or if you were reading something. That's my favorite thing to do when we troll is yesterday somebody like guys are just such fucking pervs and nasty and stupid but I found the perfect way to troll guys who are being like nasty pervs on Fortnite and shit because they'll be like oh my dick and then I just go what and then I just make them say it so much and I'm not kidding they always will repeat it upwards of 10 times before they realize that I've just made them repeat is it pink 10 times and then they're like okay, fuck you. And I'm like, what? I literally can't hear you. Can you please say it again? And they're like, no, you're fucking with me. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just curious. But yeah.
Yeah, I heard you doing that last night. That was a vibe. Screenshots don't scare me. Bitch, I'm still gonna lie. I think I might have read this one. Y'all love skinny guys until you slap their ass and it sounds like a screenshot.
You've never read that. Dude, my favorite thing ever will be Orion. Like, there was like a firework that went off in the distance, and on Citizen she was like, y'all, God just took a screenshot. I'm scared.
Men in their 30s love film so much they start dating a 24-year-old.
Right.
Shout out Nina, shout out Jacqueline, shout out Monica. And then this one, y'all, we read this
Monica
in the
Lewinsky
email.
Submitted a,
yeah, it was,
whoa,
her.
Oh my God,
Monica Lewinsky all on that blouse.
Okay. Okay,
we read this one and we were like, oh, like, this is a banger, because I think Tara, you made this up, and if you did, you fucking ate boots. Here, I'll let you read it.
You're scared?
No, I just,
how y'all got stink breath but only wear thongs? Bitch, you're flossing the wrong hole. I love that,
like,
one.
That one ate, yo.
Oh my God, this one's crazy. My dog ate my dildo. Time to take it to Pound Town.
Bro.
Going to prison.
What the fuck?
Some Damn. Of you literally are crazy. Some of these are... It's always the ugliest couples that say they looking for a third. Be thankful you have each other. That's funny.
Okay. Well, that was Drew's side. Oh.
And then my music is
Icon Killer Meta Room. Clue 7 Mad Lib. Ooh, that's a good one.
You're like shocked. The Free Design by Stereolab and The Coldest Night of the Year, Twice as Much, and Bashti.
Sick Go Chief Keef, or Oceanic Feeling, Molly Lewis, and Circles Taurus.
Wow.
Oh, we at the live show, we were like, do y'all even fucking care about media? Because I don't know if... If
I feel
care.
Like by this point all the views drop off and they're
yeah, but that the show they screened. But then I was like, also y'all are like physically here, so you actually enjoy listening
to
us.
You have to say
that. Yeah, you have to. You've invested too much time into us for you not to like us. Okay, that was the episode.
Thanks for watching, guys. I won't be here next week unless you all like go and like and comment on my last post.
Share this.
Unless you guys like just blow my idea.
Can you care about us a little bit?
All right, bye.